Hello, everyone. Bonsoir, tout le monde. Welcome to Hope and Joy, Bedtime Bible Meditations for Children. Each week, we relax into bedtime with a different spiritual theme where we think about our day and how God is in our lives. So just before we start, I want to let you know that we're preparing our Christmas episode, and we would love to hear from you. If you want to send in a recording of you saying, Christ is born, or Merry Christmas, or Joyeux Noël, or a Christmas greeting in your native language, we will feature greetings from our listeners like you. You can send them to hopeandjoypodcast@gmail.com, and you can look in the episode notes for all the information. We really look forward to hearing your voices. Now, let's get back to our Advent series. Today is the third Sunday in Advent, and we're going to talk about joy. Joy. La joie.
What is joy?
Joy to me is the feeling that my heart is going to burst with happiness.
When we are all together with my family, I think there is joy with everyone of my family.
C'est quand on est très content. Pour moi, c'est ça.
Joy to me is when I get off the plane in Florida and I see my grandma waiting for me at the airport.
Quand je vois ma classe qui est très centrée.
For me, joy is happiness. When I'm happy, I like jumping everywhere and hugging people.
Joy for me is warmth, welcoming, and love.
Let's hear what the Bible says. In Psalm 30, verse 5, we hear, His anger lasts only a moment, but His kindness lasts for a lifetime. Crying may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. How about you? How was your day? Did something make you smile? Did something sad happen? However it went, I want you to close your eyes now. Take a big breath in through your nose and then sigh it out your mouth. Yeah. Let's do it one more time. And as you sigh it out, you can let go of anything that happened today, good or bad, and just be here right now. It's nighttime now, and it's dark outside. How do you feel when it gets dark? Are you afraid of the dark? If you live in France, like me, or in the US, or somewhere in the Northern Hemisphere, it's getting dark really early these days, isn't it? Sometimes we wake up in the dark, and it's already dark by the time we come home from school. What kinds of things do you do to make the dark brighter? Have you put up any Christmas lights? Or seen any in your neighborhood? How do they make you feel? Sometimes the darkness isn't just nighttime. Sometimes it's a feeling in our heart. Sadness, or fear, or worry. During Advent, we are waiting for baby Jesus, the holy baby. Jesus is our light in the middle of the literal dark winter at Christmas. And Jesus is also a light for our hearts when things are hard. Remember what we heard from the Bible? Crying may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So as you go to sleep now, you can feel God's love and peace all around you, and know that tomorrow, light will come. The joy of God is new every morning, tomorrow is a dancing day. It's time to say goodnight now, so let's end with our Advent prayer. Dear God, you are my God, my Savior. Guide me and teach me, for you are my hope. Fill me with joy and peace as I trust in you. I give you this day as I fall asleep, so that I may rest and be ready for a new day tomorrow, to share your love with everyone. Amen. Que Dieu, qui donne l'espérance, vous remplisse de paix et de joie à cause de votre foi. Alors, vous serez plein d'espérance par la puissance de l'Esprit-Saint. Amen.
Bonne nuit tout le monde.
Good night, everyone. This podcast was written by Joyce Shanae and Hope Newhouse and recorded and produced by Hope Newhouse with the help of Benjamin, Brieg, Cassandre, Ella, Elle, and Mark. Music by the choirs of the American Cathedral in Paris. Thank you for listening.